Free Supplement Hour, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday at 11 a.m. and Tuesdays at noon, right here on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's Health and Wealth Network.
Why are you so distant?
Did you have to shoot anyone?
You gonna get a job now or what?
No one knows what it's like to come back from Iraq or Afghanistan unless they were there. Join other veterans at communityofveterans.org, brought to you by Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
Forget the mattress and cookie jar. There's a much safer place to put your money, in a bank insured by the FDIC. If you have up to $250,000 in checking, savings, or a CD, you can't lose a penny. Your money is 100% protected. Visit FDIC.gov to learn more or call 1-877-ASK-FDIC. The more you know, the safer your money.
It's not easy being a veteran.
Coming back from Iraq or Afghanistan, I had been so excited to come home.
But it's harder than I thought.
Join us at communityofveterans.org
and connect to others who are going through the same thing.
Brought to you by Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
Does it scare you to know that bed bugs are real? Or that termites cause billions of dollars in property damage? Does it frighten you to know that cockroaches contribute to asthma? Well, it shouldn't. What should really scare you is not knowing these things. Because knowing about household pest threats is the best way to prevent them. And it's a lot less scary than the prospect of learning about them the hard way. This message brought to you by the National Pest Management Association. Learn more at pestworld.org.
AM 1470 WNN is now the Health and Wealth Network, featuring more of the information you're looking for. Join us for the best health programs every day. Then, in late afternoons and evenings, tune in for more information for your financial success. Only on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's all-new Health and Wealth Network. The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. This is the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Join us every day on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's Health and Wealth Network. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. That's HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. You can also find us on our Twitter podcast, Facebook, and blogtalkradio.com. Now, today's program.
All right, welcome to the show. Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. This is John Hollis, and I'm here with my co-host, Dawn Masler. Dawn, pleasure to see you.
Hi, John.
It's always a pleasure to be here with Dawn and share experience. And, of course, our guests. And we have a healthy relationship expo today, and we got some great guests on. We have Charles Beckert, and he's a Fort Lauderdale attorney. You can reach him by going to southfloridaattorney.com. Is that correct?
That's correct, southfloridaattorney.com.
And you can find out more information. Some of the things that Charles has done in his past is he worked for the State of Florida Child Support Enforcement Division, collecting unpaid child support, and dealt with a lot of family law matters there. After leaving there, He, of course, went to the assistant state attorney's office of Broward County, where he was able to prosecute crimes, including misdemeanors, domestic violence, and up to life felonies. So he's been around the block in the court system and done a lot of work here locally in South Florida and all over Florida. He is a member of the, of course, state bar of Florida, the federal bar also here in the state of Florida, too, so you can actually do federal law also. Is that correct?
Yeah, all state and federal crimes as well as state and federal civil actions I'm qualified to handle.
Okay, great. And, of course, we also have our next guest, and this is an honor to have you with us today. It's Rosalind Sadaka. And, Rosalind, you're a writer and an award-winning professional speaker and certified corporate trainer specializing in both communications and relationship issues. She has facilitated workshops and seminars throughout the United States and beyond. And also, you created not too long ago in a great way how to tell your kids about the divorce and how it all worked out. So you can check it out on the website. It's How Do I Tell the Kids About the Divorce? And it's a creative book story. Is that correct? You kind of create it as you go?
No, you don't create it as you go, but it's called How Do I Tell the Kids About the Divorce? Create a storybook guide to preparing your children with love.
So you're creating it as you're going? Is that how it works? You can create
you're creating a storybook in advance of breaking the tough divorce news to your children.
Okay.
And the work is done in advance with two age-appropriate templates that I've created based on my own experience when I was stuck facing divorce and having to tell my 11-year-old son about it.
Okay, so when you sit down and you're getting ready to have that conversation, and Tripp, I'm sure you know about this conversation.
It's the ugly talk, yeah.
The ugly talk,
yeah.
Where you have to let the kids know what's happening. What you've done is you've been able to template a way to be able to sit down and have a script to walk through this whole process with them.
In a sense, yes. What I did is create a storybook with text that talks about how mom and dad met early on, how they, when they got married, things they did through their marriage, the children they had, up to the present time in a very quick way. And then it explains to the children the six key messages that every child needs to hear when they're dealing with divorce reality, and follows up by giving them a more positive perspective on what's looking ahead. And I have fill-in-the-blank templates, age-appropriate, so that parents can customize the parts about themselves and their own families, but the important part of the text is written for them, and I have six psychotherapists who contributed to the book, so we have a lot of additional information. And what the parents do is download the copy, customize it, print it out, and then put it into a photo album or a scrapbook, and then make the book, add their own family photos so that it becomes a personal family storybook that the kids can hold on to, reread over and over again, and the parents can read as a script as they're talking to the children and making sure that they don't stumble or forget the important key messages.
And I think those defined messages, if I'm not mistaken, are six points that you have written about, and one of them being, this is not your fault. Let's elaborate on that.
Sure. That's the most important thing. Kids need to hear that over and over again and can't get enough of it, because children tend to blame themselves. They feel in some way, maybe if they behaved better, maybe if they didn't do this or that, or if they did do this or that, mom and dad wouldn't be divorced. So it's very important for parents to clearly explain that no matter what had happened and no matter what you did, none of this is your fault. It's about mom and dad and our relationship. So that's the first thing that the children need to hear.
And Tripp, when you deal with families, how many families have you seen come into the equation where they really haven't even been open with their kids? They haven't dealt with the kids. They're dealing with it on an adult level, and they expect the kids to actually deal with it on an adult level without somebody sitting down and telling them what's going on.
Well, I think one of the things that you'll find is that the parents are in a war between themselves, and the kids become collateral damage. And because no one has bothered to take the time, as outlined by these steps and by this method, they don't realize that they are not at fault, that they are not the ones that are creating this conflict between the parents, because the parents are so caught up in this battle between themselves. And it's so traumatic for the children to have to watch their parents do horrible things to one another. And it's so important that this type of message be presented.
And I think it brings it a step further, because if you think about the child as a whole, when you're dealing with the family issues, now you being a part of the court system and being a part of the attorney's office, of Broward County and the state attorney's office, how many people have you seen that this program was not implemented into their life in the process of an ugly divorce that could have been healthy and humane and loving and nurturing, and because of that, they spun off to be in the system for the rest of their lives?
Well, I think you'll find that a lot of children become products of the broken home and the divorce and the residual effects that affect them not only through their adolescence but through their young adult and then their later adult and then their own relationships. As they get married, break up, have children of their own. And all of this carries over. There is a cycle to all of this, and there is a learned behavior, and there is a whole dynamic that is enrooted in a child's psyche when they go through such a, and this is trauma. This is just like going through an automobile accident or a fire or something that's terrible. This is a very traumatic event for young folks to go through, as evidenced by how traumatic it is for the adults themselves that are going through it. So it's important that mechanisms like this take place. It would be nice to see the courts mandating as a part of the parenting plan and the shared parenting plan, and instead of allowing the parents to go on and take a 1 hour sign-on course on the computer for their parenting class, to actually make them attend a course or to meet and sit down with somebody with your training and experience and make the process easier for the children, because simply the parents go online, they zip their credit card number through and they take the obligatory course, and that's all they do to fulfill the requirements. And that's not what was intended when that particular requirement was set forth in the statute. I'm sure you can, you know, relate to that it's really not effective. And it's not what was intended by the legislature.
No, and the results are devastating. There's no doubt about it. That's why I created the Child-Centered Divorce Network, which anyone can access at childcenteredivorce.com. And I have articles, free resources, free weekly newsletter, blog, tons of information so that parents can access the information they need to understand that regardless of how they feel about one another, they're parents first, and they need to co-parent effectively on behalf of their children. And when they don't, the consequences are so dramatic for the children that the children are paying the terrible price for the parents' ego. And all professionals in the divorce world understand this, but we have to be educating the parents so they don't fall into that trap right from the beginning.
Rosalind, can you tell me some of the biggest mistakes parents make when they're talking to their children about an impending divorce?
Yeah, there are so many. The first one has to do with, in addition to blaming one another, sharing intimate information about the divorce with their children. Your children are not your confidants. Go to your friends, go to a therapist. You should not be sharing details, even if the other parent was the most evil person, if there was adultery involved and other things. This is not something to put on the shoulders of your children, and so it's very important not to do that. It's also important not to badmouth the other parent. You don't want to be putting down mom or dad to your children, because children are part of both of them, and whether they express it or not, they feel extremely confused and guilty and torn when part of them is being put down. And it results in so much psychological damage for children when they're hurt. They feel guilty to love a parent that mom or dad said is a bad parent. And so that's where the devastation comes. I truly believe it's not divorce per se that scars children. It's the way the parents handle the relationship that does the scarring. And if parents can understand that, then they could step back and start thinking. And I have several questions that they can ask themselves. Some of the other things that parents do that are mistakes is forgetting to remind the children how much they're loved and how much they are safe and protected.
And we're definitely going to get into that as soon as we come back from a break. And what I'm going to do right now is, of course, thank our sponsors. Our Friday sponsors are Willard Water, Brian Chaplin, First Step Sober House, and, of course, Beckert & Associates.
My name is Janice, and I'm from Rapid City, South Dakota. Willard Water is a pretty big deal around these parts. I've been using Willard Water for many years, and I can honestly say it's changed my life. A few years ago, I developed some early symptoms of arthritis. Over time, my pain got worse and worse. I went to my doctor. He prescribed the usual assortment of drugs and therapies, but they did little or nothing to alleviate the pain. I kept thinking, I'm too young to have this much pain, to be confined to a rocking chair for the rest of my life. So I soaked my hands in Willard Water, and it relieved my pain. In no time, I was back to living a healthy, happy life. We're expecting our first grandchild soon. And thanks to Willard Water, I'll be able to lift him up and enjoy our playtime.
To learn more about the benefits of Willard Water, call us at 888-379-4552 or visit our website at drwillard.com. That's drwillard.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and Willard Water is not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or prevent any diseases.
Are you ready to create a healing change of your mind, body, and spirit? Brian L. Shafflin graduated from City University of New York at Queens College with a degree in psychology in 1980. He then went on to complete his master's in social work from Hunter College in 1982. Brian has been licensed and board certified in Florida since his move in 1994. For over 25 years, Brian has been providing counseling and psychotherapy for children, adolescents, and adults. His areas of expertise include problems related to addiction, depression, anxiety, and trauma. His goal is to create a therapeutic atmosphere where clients can feel safe addressing the areas in their lives that cause imbalance and stress. Brian's belief is that each person is unique and should be viewed with a holistic approach, balancing the needs of the mind, body, and spirit. Call 561-843-0152 to talk with Brian L. Shafflin today, or go online at briantherapy.com. Again, call Brian Shafflin, 561-843-0152, to create a healing change with commitment, integrity, and new solutions. And Brian accepts Medicare and most insurances. Call 561-843-0152, online at briantherapy.com. The First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach has been part of the 12-step community for 14 years, and they've helped thousands of people to recover from addiction and the issues surrounding addiction. First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach is a sober living community built on the 12-step approach. Male or female, you can learn to be responsible again. Their 3 to 6 month intensive sober living house features a compassionate and structured program, and they work with attorneys and the courts. Call the First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach today, 954-942-7414. That's 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Remember, if the elevator to your success is broken, you must take the steps. Take the first step today by calling First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach, 954-942-7414, or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com.
My name is Charles Becker. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident due to the negligence of another, care enough to hire Beckert & Associates to protect your rights. We are an AV-rated law firm and have 45 years of combined experience. We are all former prosecutors and have all worked for the insurance companies, so we know what they're up to. They have their attorneys, and so should you. When involved in an accident, remember, you may be entitled to $10,000 in medical or lost wages under your PIP policy. In addition, you may receive payments for your pain, suffering, or for the suffering of a loved one. Contact us at 954-941-8363 or visit us on the web at southfloridaattorney.com.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about the firm's qualifications and experience. You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. Now back to today's show.
All right, welcome back. John Hollis with Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. We're here with my co-host, Don Masler. And, of course, we are dealing with divorce and children today, and how do we make it a more healthier divorce for our children so our children aren't put in the middle. And before we get started, I did want to make a couple of announcements. First of all, on April 28th through the 30th, out in the Palms Casino Resort in Las Vegas, Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show will be broadcasting live from the Palms in Las Vegas. So we're looking forward to being out there and broadcasting live for all 3 days. And, of course, that'll be, you know, sent back here through WNN, 1470 AM and Beasley Broadcasting, live on the air. Also, we have coming up real quickly here, June 26th, is the Crossroads Guitar Festival 2010. And, of course, Eric Clapton's Crossroads Guitar Festival has been going since the late 90s. And they're asking you to, of course, go to crossroadsguitarfestival.com and, you know, purchase some T-shirts and buy some things, and all of that money goes directly to the Crossroads Center of Antigua, where, by the way, Mr. Clapton and his staff have put hundreds of people into treatment at no cost. So that money is used in a very special way. Also, the Universal Lightworkers Conference, June 11th through the 13th, will be broadcasting live at that event. And also the Half Moon Sober Festival, and that's going to be on Memorial Day weekend. We're going to be also broadcasting from up there in Rhode Island, New Hampshire area, and we should be taking on the New England area with Holistic Lifestyles radio show with a vigor. So we're glad to be here, and, of course, we're glad to have our guests today. It's a great day when you can have a perspective from a local attorney and a statewide attorney that deals with law, and also somebody that has gone through the process of divorce and tried to make it a healthier way for her children as she went through it. And through that has been able to present a message to the universe today that is able to give you clear-cut directions on how to not affect your child as you're going through a divorce or children. That being said, when I grew up, and at 7 years old, when my mom and dad divorced, and the next 4 years of my life were spent with, you need to tell your mother this, and you need to tell your father that, and by the way, your mother's this, and by the way, your father's that, and they basically vomited all their anger on me every day for 4 years. And basically, you know, I don't know about you, but you go through 4 years or 5 years or 7 years of that, how do you not become an angry person yourself, most importantly? But how can you today in this age, 2010, how can you trip in the legal sense, have that stop? How can a parent have that stop? So if the child comes home and says, Dad said you are, and the mother wants to have that change, how can she make that change?
Well, first of all, in Florida, by statute, one is charged with the responsibility of fostering a loving and positive perspective with respect to the non-custodial parent. And what does that mean? Well, it means when you're taking care of Johnny or Susie, you are charged with the responsibility of telling Johnny and Susie that mom is a good person, mom loves you, and mom cares about you very much. And the same responsibility is charged with mom when she has Johnny and Susie. And if mom and dad have not been able to grow up and take that responsibility to heart, then what is required would be a motion for contempt or a motion to enforce a settlement agreement that has standard language to that effect that would, in fact, require the court to do that. Unfortunately, that would require the non-offending party to either do this themselves or to get an attorney to ask the judge to appoint a guardian ad litem, because the children are not going to be able to come into court and testify. The courts don't want to hear the children live. The only person that could speak on behalf of the children would be a guardian, and a guardian would prepare a report, and then that would be presented. Then you would ask the judge to charge the offending party with the cost associated with all that, with sanctioning them for having to bring this type of motion, which is unnecessary, for doing something they shouldn't be doing. You simply cannot make your children the messengers. And as our other guest has said, it's so traumatic to, as you say, have your parents vomit intimate details that are not child appropriate on one another about their lifestyles. It's just not appropriate. Your children should never know certain things about you, because you're there to be their parent, not their friend, not their buddy, nothing else. You're there to be their parent. And how can you parent if they have certain details? It's not something that's healthy. It's not going to promote anything positive, and it's not in the best interest of the child, which is what the court is going to say. It's not in the best interest of the child, and it's got to stop.
And that being said, Rosalind, I want to bring this to a moment where you understand that when you go into the court systems, you want to try to stay away from the court systems as much as possible. You don't want to have to bring this in front of the courts There are ways, like you deal with TRIP as mediation and different things like that, and there's other ways to be able to deal with this in a healthier way. But doesn't it take two people to make that decision?
What it takes is for both parents to understand the consequences, and that's what I hope to do with my book and with all the positive information that is out there. Educate parents first. Sure, you're angry. That's why you've got a divorce going on. But if you realize you are mom and dad first, and you're going to be mom and dad of those children for the rest of your life, and so you have to think about what's going to happen to these children. Many children are living better lives after the divorce because there's less fighting and tension and craziness. But other poor children who get stuck in the environment that you explain, and that unfortunately it's too often, those children are feeling the consequence and the pressure on their shoulders of being adults overnight, trying to be the referee, trying to get mom and dad to be sane and sober, or the embarrassment of humiliation of having a birthday party or a graduation or a wedding and mom and dad can't be in the same room.
It took me, and here's the amazing thing. You're not kidding, because my mom and dad to this day, it's been 33 years since they're divorced. 33 years, and they can't sit in the same room together.
Shame on them, because it's not about them. It's what happened to you is a consequence. I'm proud to say that my son got married a year ago, and I was there with my new husband. My ex was there with his new wife. All of the extended family on both sides were there, the aunts and uncles and grandparents. Everyone got along beautifully, and my son didn't have to worry about that. What a trauma if you do.
Let's look at the facts. And there's a couple of different things that come out of this. First of all, back in the late 60s and early 70s, when divorce became acceptable, as stomachable, people could stomach it because the older generation didn't even believe in divorce. You just stay with the marriage regardless. But in the late 60s and early 70s, when divorce started to become a thing where you could do it and it was acceptable to your peers to do it, I don't think that there was anything out there. It was kind of like a learning experience.
Yeah.
Everybody had to go through what they had to go through, the kids included, because nobody really knew how to deal with the emotional upheavals from a divorce. Now, fast forward 30, 40 years later, there's so much information out there that if you are putting yourself or you're putting your child in this position, because in my opinion, if you're putting your child in the position, you're putting yourself in the position. Because here's, and I see it in my own parents, because of all the garbage they went through and because of all of the resentments that were cast, they have to live with that now too. So it's not just the child that has to get over it. It's the parents that know in the back of their mind, their conscience knows that they said things that they shouldn't have said. And now it has to heal the whole family. So fast forward 34 years later, or 30 or 40 years later, we don't have to experience those things. There's great information like you're providing. TRIP, the way that you provide your counseling to your clients as they're coming in your door, you're telling them, listen, you don't have to go there. You just need to make a decision that you're going to do this, as you would say, taking the high road. Because if you take the low road, sooner or later it's going to catch up with you.
Right. And as Rosalind said, there are consequences. And it's not just consequences that you feel morally. It's not consequences that you feel about how you have to live with yourself the rest of your life. But there are legal consequences. And the reality is if you are not taking the high road, you are going to be held to task by the court. Because in the court system today, I find that almost universally across the board, every family law judge has one thing in common, and that is they don't care about the parents. They care about the kids, and they really don't care about the property. They don't care about the car. They don't care about the business. They care about how the children are going to fare through this event. And if you make it your perspective that you're going to be negative, the court is going to make it their point to actually, you know, give you some reprisals for that. And that's what you have to understand.
Do you find parents still treating the kids like property, like a pawn in a divorce?
Always. And it's a shame because I think, you know, Rosalind has set it forth in some of these highlights of the six areas that you need to concentrate on, because what happens is they do get used for, whether it be for child support purposes. They really want them visitation, but do they want visitation because they really want to spend time with them, or do they want child visitation because they have to pay less child support? You know, so there's a whole manipulation behind the scenes that takes place in these type of things.
Yeah. And as we've been dragging all of this stuff through, we've been talking about the negative aspects of things and how they can turn out if we're not behaving correctly as we're going through the divorce. When we come back, we're going to speak to everybody about you are and always will be safe. See, because we have to set up, am I right, Rosalyn, to say that we have to set up for our children that safe mode for them to understand that they are safe?
Absolutely.
We're going to be back right after this message.
Are you ready to create a healing change of your mind, body, and spirit? Brian L. Shafflin graduated from City University of New York at Queens College with a degree in psychology in 1980. He then went on to complete his master's in social work from Hunter College in 1982. Brian has been licensed and board certified in Florida since his move in 1994. For over 25 years, Brian has been providing counseling and psychotherapy for children, adolescents, and adults. His areas of expertise include problems related to addiction, depression, anxiety, and trauma. His goal is to create a therapeutic atmosphere where clients can feel safe addressing the areas in their lives that cause imbalance and stress. Brian's belief is that each person is unique and should be viewed with a holistic approach, balancing the needs of the mind, body, and spirit. Call 561-843-0152 to talk with Brian L. Shafflin today, or go online at briansTherapy.com. Again, call Brian Shafflin, 561-843-0152, to create a healing change with commitment, integrity, and new solutions. And Brian accepts Medicare and most insurances. Call 561-843-0152, online at briansTherapy.com.
My name is Charles Beckert. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident due to the negligence of another, care enough to hire Beckert & Associates to protect your rights. We are an AV-rated law firm and have 45 years of combined experience. We are all former prosecutors and have all worked for the insurance companies, so we know what they're up to. They have their attorneys, and so should you. When involved in an accident, remember, you may be entitled to $10,000 in medical or lost wages under your PIP policy. In addition, you may receive payments for your pain, suffering, or for the suffering of a loved one. Contact us at 954-941-8363 or visit us on the web at southfloridaattorney.com.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about the firm's qualifications and experience.
My name is Joanne. I'm from Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, and I've been using Willard Water for more than 15 years. My husband and I are very careful about our nutrition. We eat organic food, try to maintain a healthy lifestyle, and we drink Willard Water every day. I'm 65 years old. My husband is 64. We're in fantastic shape. Willard Water plays a key role in our good health. Willard Water helps the body absorb more of the vitamins and nutrients we need for good health. It's also full of natural minerals. I'm here to tell you what thousands of others around the world already know. Willard Water works. If you care about your health, you'll go out and buy some today.
To learn more about the benefits of Willard Water, call us at 888-379-4552 or visit our website at drwillard.com. That's drwillard.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and Willard Water is not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or prevent any diseases.
The First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach has been part of the 12-step community for 14 years. And they've helped thousands of people to recover from addiction and the issues surrounding addiction. First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach is a sober living community built on the 12-step approach. Male or female, you can learn to be responsible again. Their 3 to 6 month intensive sober living house features a compassionate and structured program, and they work with attorneys and the courts. Call the First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach today, 954-942-7414. That's 954-942-7414. Or go online to FirstStepSoberHouse.com. Remember, if the elevator to your success is broken, you must take the steps.
Take the first step today by calling First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach, 954-942-7414, or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com.
You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. Now, back to today's show.
All right, welcome back. Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. I'm John Hollis, the host of the day, and, of course, my co-host, Dawn Masler.
Hi, John.
And it's always a great day when we can sit and we can talk about healthier ways of existing and healthier ways of treating people. And most importantly, how do we get to the end result of love? So we're talking about some things today that, you know, you got to really dig deep to find the love. Because when you're filled with resentment, you're filled with anger, you're filled with fear, you're filled with anxiety, and you have all of these things going on in your life, I'm losing my home, I'm losing my husband, I'm losing my wife, I'm losing this, I'm losing that, I'm losing this. You're pinned against the wall. And I was, you know, hey, listen, I come from the streets in New York. When you get pinned in a corner, what do? You come out fighting. So how do we change those behaviors? Well, we're sitting here today, of course, with Charles Beckert. He's a Fort Lauderdale attorney, and you can check out his information at the SouthFloridaAttorney.com. And Rosalind Sadaka. And Rosalind, tell us a little bit about your book and how this kind of helps people to work into bringing out the love instead of the hatred.
The book is How Do I Tell the Kids About the Divorce, a Create a Storybook Guide to Preparing Your Children with Love. And it grabs parents early on before they break the news to the children and explains to them why they need to be on the same page, because they're going to be parents of these children for the rest of their lives, and they have the responsibility of making mature, conscious, wise decisions that are going to benefit their children. So if, regardless of how you may feel about one another, if you get together and put together this book and talk to the children together, you're reminding them of the important messages that mom and dad are always going to be mom and dad. We're always going to love you, regardless of whether we're living in two houses or one, that this is not your fault, and that this is about change, not about blame. Change just means it's another chapter in our lives. Just like you start a new grade in school, you start a new sport, things happen, we grow and we change, but it doesn't mean we have to focus on who's right or wrong, good or bad. And we have to end by saying everything's going to be okay. We need to reassure our children and then step up, take the high road, make mature decisions on the children's behalf, and then the children will be able to move through it with minimal effect. It's not the divorce per se, it's how you react to the divorce, how you parent through and after the divorce. And one of the key questions that you really need to ask yourself is, do I love my children more than I hate my ex?
Great question.
And Tripp, that being said, how many folks do you think, if they really took that approach, would sit down and not worry about using them as pawns or using them as a piece of furniture? Because, I mean, in some divorces, that's what they're looked at.
Well, I think that's probably one of the best questions you can ask a parent when they come to you as a legal practitioner, because oftentimes the parent is looking for some sort of revenge, or they're angry about a certain activity on behalf of the other spouse, and you really need to diffuse the situation. And I think that's a critical question, because a lot of the things that we do in the legal system, when you file a motion or you file a pleading, it's going to invoke a response, and that response has an effect like a drop in the water, and it ripples out all across the lake. And you really need to be careful about what you file, how you file it, and what you are doing. And if you can prevent a spouse from filing something that doesn't really need to be filed, it will save hopefully some heartache on behalf of the little ones as you go through the process. Because a lot of this, as Rosalind said, there should be a way to resolve almost 99% of all of the conflict before we even step foot in a courtroom. This is a situation where you were able to come together, you were able to build a relationship and build a home together without the court getting involved, and you should be able to disassemble it in the same adult and responsible fashion. Oftentimes, anger and venom and resentments and all of these other things build up that prevent that. And if there's alcoholism or drug abuse in the home, that's going to prevent some logic here. But you really need, like she said, take the high road and work toward that so your children aren't used as pawns, so the children aren't used to get out of paying child support, so the children aren't used to get out of paying for one item or another. The children are there to be they're your blessing, so take them as that, not as something of value in a property settlement. It's terrible.
And that being said, isn't it safe to say that when you take the high road, when you sit down and you say, hey, listen, you know, I love what you write here, and mom and dad will always be your parents, mom and dad will always love you, and this is not about change.
Blame.
This is about change, not about blame.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is that when you start to sit down with an 11-year-old or a 12-year-old or a 13 or a 14 or a 15-year-old, and they're already going through changes. They're already going through all of these upheavals, and now this gets heaped on top of them. They are literally going to take them, blame themselves, and until somebody says that out of love, mom or dad puts their arm around them and says, hey, listen, we love you, and this is not your fault. This is just the family's changing. The family unit's changing. And you might not like that change right now, but it's going to be okay. We all love each other.
Hey, John. I have a question for Rosalind about the book itself.
Mm-hmm.
Is this something that you only sell the book, or do you actually have families come in and sit down and meet with you to work through this process outside the context of the book?
Well, I'm international, so I don't have people meeting with me. I do it all on the internet and by phone. I do coaching.
Okay.
But the book is the starting point for parents, and then I have audio coaching programs, and I have telephone coaching and group coaching programs, and lots of resources and information that's for free on childcenteredivorce.com so that they can access all this information. But the book gets them started in the awareness, and I have, as I said, six psychotherapists who contributed to the book from their own experience and their practice as well. So it gives them the awareness that you're a team, you're still parents, regardless of what you feel about one another. Let's do the best we can. Because if you think about it, when your children grow up, they are going to have very strong opinions about the way you handled your divorce, and you're going to hear about it. And if you stop and think about it when Johnny is five, you're going to make better decisions with that in mind or 7 or 15. Then if you just wait until they're 30 and they have nothing to do with you and they resent you and they're angry and all the rest of that.
So this is one of those things that I should be giving them as part of their homework assignment. When they come in, I give them all of the documents that they need to provide me, but this is one of the things that they should be doing in addition to the standard parenting course that's required by the court.
My book is available as a CD for professionals. So divorce attorneys and mediators and therapists actually give it to their patient, to their clients, and they also get it at howdoitellthekids.com online or at Child Centered Divorce. Either way, they'll get that. But you could, as a professional attorney, you could actually give that CD to your clients as part of the package with all the other papers. Then you're assuring, once they read it and get the awareness, it clicks with them and they realize they have a choice. How they affect their children is a choice. It's not an absolute. And the decisions they make are going to affect their children forevermore. And so why not think first before you do something out of resentment and anger that you're going to regret years later? And one more point is that it's never too late to apologize to your children, even if your divorce was 5 or 10 years ago and you made some foolish decisions. Your children will appreciate your saying, Johnny, I'm really sorry. I shouldn't have done it that way. Please forgive me. I know better now. And children are very, very forgiving, and you'll be a role model of mature behavior when you do that.
I got, and I'm going to toss this one up. I'm going to fire the ball in the air, and whoever wants to take it can take it. The understanding that there's a lot of people out there that get involved in relationships, have mental health issues, have addiction problems, and they don't kind of like show and rear their ugly heads until you're 10 years into a relationship, and then it takes place. And the next thing you know, you're in this relationship, and you want to get out, but you want to have the children be as safe as possible as they're coming out of that relationship. This model really doesn't work for that, does it?
Well, it's a challenge, and that's why we deal with individuals one-on-one all the time. The model can still work to the best that it can work, depending. Usually it's an ego, resentment, anger thing with people.
Absolutely,
their intensity is so strong about that they will destroy their own children in order to hurt, and we see murders and things like that all the time where people go berserk. It is scary. And unfortunately, we're not going to reach people for whom they're at that place. But we could certainly help a high percentage of people who don't realize that they are getting manipulated into the system when they just get focused on the material aspects before they think about the consequences to their children.
Well, I mean, here's a perfect example, is that you start to go into a divorce and you have your buddies or you have your girlfriends telling you, you're going to take them to the bank.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a great line. And you know, the reality is in Florida, anything that's acquired during the marriage is a marital property. So you get 50% of whatever it is. In today's market, most people get 50% of a house
upside
is upside
down
house, and cars that are being repoed, and everything else that goes with that. But you know, you have a lot of folks that, despite the fact that 50% of anything acquired during the marriage is a marital asset, you have the games playing, and you have I'm going to hide this and I'm going to hide that, and it really makes no sense. And when you have I think two parents that maybe would sit down with these axioms and try to put them into play, maybe it would make them second guess trying to hide things, trying to play these games.
Mm-hmm.
If they really thought about how much do I love my children versus how much do I hate my ex, I mean, that really says, do I really want to do that versus the other? And I think it's important that they start this process ahead of time.
What kind of effect does it have on the kids when you see the parents trying to hide things? So either one of you can answer that.
Well, when the children grow up and they start understanding what was going on, as you two mentioned earlier, it is devastating to them. Children are filled with embarrassment, shame, a lot of guilt, a lot of confusion when they see all of these things. And, of course, you are a role model. So if you're doing these little sneaky things and cheating and don't tell Dad that we went here on the weekend and those kinds of things, what are you teaching your children?
You're teaching them how to lie.
You're teaching them a whole confused ethics that they are going to have to unravel as they grow up.
Do as I say, not as I do. And that's not a very effective way to parent. You need to set an example, period. And if you're not going to set a good example, then the child is going to suffer. Wouldn't you not agree?
Oh, absolutely. There's a very good child psychologist in Boca Raton who told me that 90% of her patients come years after a divorce. The parents will bring these children who are acting out and having problems. They're aggressive, they're depressed, they're this, they're that, and they go for treatment. And ultimately, that she always finds out there was a divorce 2 years, 10 years, 4 years previously, and the children were hurt, confused, angry, and of course they're acting out. So the parents think they're dealing with a problem child, never taking responsibility for the fact that they created this problem by not handling the divorce responsibly, maturely. So she now gives the book to all of her patients to give them an understanding of what the consequences are if they do things without thinking first.
Great, great show. I got to tell you, this has been awesome, and great message, powerful understanding. Rosalind Sadaka, we are so happy that you're here, and so
Thank
happy
you.
That you came in and spent the time with us, and give our listeners where they can find your book, your e-book, and how they can start to be a part of Women Helping Women.
Yes, They can go to howdoitellthekids.com or childcenteredivorce.com and find the ebook and find tons of resources and a free newsletter and lots of information on all the good guy people in our community and around the country who are working to support child-centered divorce.
Great, great information. I'm going to actually have Rosalind send over the information so that way we can log it on our website so you can click and go right to her website. So we'll have that set up sometime over the weekend. We'll get that link over to us, okay? And you can go to holisticlifestylesradio.com, and, of course, you'll be able to click on that link. And, of course, last but not least, and I want to thank Charles Beckert. He's an attorney from Fort Lauderdale, and you can go to southfloridaattorney.com. He practices law all over the state of Florida, and he's also a federal lawyer, too, and you do federal law.
Yes, we do. We do federal wage and hour claims. We do the family law cases, a lot of personal injury, and you know, we really focus a lot on the family cases, and it's always nice to have the perspective of someone like Rosalind, and to give us some more tools to help those going through this terrible event.
And that's what I love about you, Trip. Mm-hmm. To be quite frank with you, Charles's nickname is Trip. It has nothing to
Charles
do with
the third, trip for triple, because I'm the third. Mm. That's my focus.
Trip for triple. It had nothing to do with the 60s.
At least what I'm admitting to on the air.
Well, listen, folks. Dawn, thank you so much. You know, it's always a pleasure to have you in with us as a co-host. We just did Ken Seeley yesterday from A&E Intervention, and what a great show.
Wonderful show.
Yeah, it was. And of course, if you liked this show, and I'm sure you did, and you want to tell your friends and family about it, or maybe Uncle Mike who's getting divorced, or maybe Aunt Jeannie that's getting divorced and she's having issues, you can go to holisticlifestylesradio.com, click on the radio tab, and this will be up over the weekend where you can click and listen to the whole show again. If you're on Facebook, Twitter, or you're on any of the other social medias, 10 minutes after this show is done, a hard copy will be there, and you can replay it as many times as you want. So enjoy the shows, pass them on to your friends, and most importantly, help people to heal as they go through this process. We are all here carrying a message of hope because we want to see love being spread instead of the mess. So thank you for listening today. We're going to be out, and we'll be back tomorrow from 4 to 6 with Third Eye Live and the gang. Thanks for tuning in.
Are you ready to create a healing change of your mind, body, and spirit? Brian L. Shaflin graduated from City University of New York at Queens College with a degree in psychology in 1980. He then went on to complete his master's in social work from Hunter College in 1982. Brian has been licensed and board certified in Florida since his move in 1994. For over 25 years, Brian has been providing counseling and psychotherapy for children, adolescents, and adults. His areas of expertise include problems related to addiction, depression, anxiety, and trauma. His goal is to create a therapeutic atmosphere where clients can feel safe addressing the areas in their lives that cause imbalance and stress. Brian's belief is that each person is unique and should be viewed with a holistic approach, balancing the needs of the mind, body, and spirit. Call 561-843-0152 to talk with Brian L. Shaflin today, or go online at brianstherapy.com. Again, call Brian Shaflin, 561-843-0152, to create a healing change with commitment, integrity, and new solutions. And Brian accepts Medicare and most insurances. Call 561-843-0152, online at brianstherapy.com.
My name is Charles Beckert. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident due to the negligence of another, care enough to hire Beckert & Associates to protect your rights. We are an AV-rated law firm and have 45 years of combined experience. We are all former prosecutors and have all worked for the insurance companies, so we know what they're up to. They have their attorneys, and so should you. When involved in an accident, remember, you may be entitled to $10,000 in medical or lost wages under your PIP policy. In addition, you may receive payments for your pain, suffering, or for the suffering of a loved one. Contact us at 954-941-8363 or visit us on the web at southfloridaattorney.com.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about the firm's qualifications and experience.
My name is Nicole. I first tried Willard Water when I had a sore throat. I'd hoped drinking tea made with Willard Water would help soothe the pain. I didn't think my first cup would make a difference, but boy, was I wrong. The soreness was totally gone in no time. I love Willard Water. Scientists all over the world have studied it. Longtime users swear by it. It's non-toxic, has no side effects, and it makes me feel better when I drink it. I use Willard Water as part of my daily supplement routine. Willard Water helps my body absorb more of the vitamins and nutrients I need for good health. I only have one body, and I want to do whatever I can to take care of it.
To learn more about the benefits of Willard Water, call us at 888-379-4552 or visit our website at drwillard.com. That's drwillard.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and Willard Water is not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or prevent any diseases.
The First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach has been part of the 12-step community for 14 years, and they've helped thousands of people to recover from addiction and the issues surrounding addiction. First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach is a sober living community built on the 12-step approach. Male or female, you can learn to be responsible again. Their 3 to 6 month intensive sober living house features a compassionate and structured program, and they work with attorneys and the courts. Call the First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach today, 954-942-7414. That's 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Remember, if the elevator to your success is broken, you must take the steps. Take the first step today by calling First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach, 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com.
Trying to read the signs to tell me which way I should go to find the answer. And all the time I know, plant your love and let it grow.
Let it grow, let it grow. Let it blossom, let it sow.
Thank you for listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. This program is sponsored by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Join us every day right here on AM 1470 WNN. You can also find us on our Twitter podcast, Facebook, and blogtalkradio.com. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. All broadcast rights to this program are the property of Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Rebroadcast of any portion of this program without express written consent is prohibited. The opinions expressed on this sponsored program are strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, staff, management, or sponsors.
Plastic Surgery Center, can I help you?
Hi, I need to cancel my appointment.
And what were you having done?
I was having 8 spots on my face lightened.
Okay, can I ask why you're canceling?
Honestly? Well, I found this great product that really works. My face looks amazing.
Can I ask what product you're using so I can let the doctor know?
Before you spend tons of money and recovery time to have age spots, liver spots, dull or uneven skin tone corrected, you should try Night Skin. Night Skin is a proven anti-aging cream that was developed by Dr. Arthur Perry. For a limited time only, he's offering a free 10-day supply of Night Skin just for new customers. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-606-3312. This offer is limited to one free sample per household. Call now and try Night Skin for free. Call 1-800-606-3312. That's 1-800-606-3312.
WWNN, Pompano Beach.
This is Steve Kane with a warning from Mr. Electric. Bad electrical wiring is a fire hazard. Old fuse boxes and circuit breakers were not designed to take the stress of modern high-voltage appliances like flat-screen TVs, computers, and home entertainment systems. You also may be in danger from bad wiring caused by do-it-yourself fixes or using previous electricians who were improperly trained. When outlets and plugs start to fall out, it's a very dangerous problem, and leaving them unrepaired can cause fire and or electrocution. Call Mr. Electric today, family-owned and operated for 33 years, providing dedicated, honest, reliable service 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mr. Electric, never a charge for the consultation, 954-792-6710. That's 954-792-6710.
If you are taking vitamins, minerals, or other supplements, how do you know that you're taking the correct amount? If you're on a diet, how do you know that the diet is correct for you? Fortunately, you do not have to guess about your nutritional health anymore. Hi, I'm Dr. Paul Inselman from the Inselman Institute for Health and Nutrition, and I am offering functional digestive nutritional testing so you don't have to guess about your nutritional health anymore. Call me for an appointment today, 954-757-4256. That's 954-757-4256.